says, yes, thank you, Parami, for that introduction. And I must say straight away that I am very glad to be here once again at Taraloka. I say once again, but I'm afraid it is rather a long time since I was here last. I can't remember exactly how many years it is since I was here, but it's quite a few. And I'm very pleased to see in a general way the changes that have taken place, especially the new extension and all sorts of other improvements and additions. And of course I'm especially pleased that at Taraloka, in the grounds of Taraloka, there is now a cabin shrine dedicated to Tara. I feel especially pleased that I can be here in connection with its dedication in view of, well, the connection I personally have with this particular Bodhisattva. And as Parami mentioned, I did receive many years ago in Kalimpong a Tara initiation from one of my teachers. The teacher was Chechyo Sangye Dorje. I have written about him in my new book, for which Parami has kindly given a plug, and it will be launched in connection with the combined convention next August. And I remember my contact, it was my first contact actually with Chechyo Sangye Dorje. I'd heard about him from a Sikkimese Buddhist friend, and this friend had told me that there was a very great Tibetan Lama visiting Kalimpong, and I should certainly meet him. He said, he's rather strange. He has a reputation of being eccentric. He's a bit bizarre also. No one knows exactly what he's going to do next or what he's going to say. But he probably will be quite pleased to see you. And he might even give you a teaching if he's in the mood. So I went along with my friends to see this teacher. I didn't know Tibetan, so I needed an interpreter. So this friend came along with me, and I met the Rinpoche. He didn't actually look very prepossessing. He looked a bit grim, actually, and looked quite ordinary. And he was very roughly dressed, and he had a rather rough sort of look, as though he was the sort of person you wouldn't really care to meet on a dark night. But anyway, he also exuded a sort of atmosphere almost of kindness and compassion, even though he had this rather grim expression. So we got talking, and we talked for quite a long time. I believe we talked, in fact, altogether for about 4 hours, and discussed all sorts of things, including meditation. So in the end, I asked him, you know, rather tentatively, if he would give me a meditation, if he would tell me what he thought my yidam was. So perhaps to my surprise, he said he would be very pleased to do so. So he reflected for a few moments, and I think he closed his eyes and he said, your idiom is Dhamma Jungle. Dhamma Jungle means green Tara. And then he went on to say that green Tara has been the yidam of many pundits of Tibet and India. And he was sure that doing the sadhana of green Tara would be of very great benefit to me as well. And he proceeded to explain to me exactly how the green Tara was to be visualized. And it was that very visualization which he taught me on that occasion that I led people through at Tiruvannaloka on the occasion that Parami has mentioned. A few days later he came to the place where I was then living. In the meantime I'd written down what he told me about the practice, and I took the opportunity of checking it with him. So this was how I received, just under 50 years ago, my own introduction, so to speak, to Tara, to green Tara, and I was very happy that I could do that practice, and I have done that practice, not all the time, but off and on for the last nearly 50 years. And I've been very happy that I could hand this on to order members, some of whom, of course, have handed this practice on in their turn. Now, that particular form of Tara, the green Tara, is, I believe, the form that is actually enshrined in the Tara cabin shrine. At least that is the particular kind of image that is there. And in Tibetan, as I mentioned, green Tara is called Tara jungle, Doma jungle. But in Sanskrit, more usually, that particular form of Tara is called Shyama Tara. Shyama means literally dark. And it means very often dark green, a very deep, dark, mysterious sort of green colour, not a bright green. So to me it seemed that this colour, Shyama, this dark green, was very appropriate for Tara, very appropriate for a Bodhisattva, because it represented something rather deep and mysterious, rather like perhaps the very deep green of the sea, or the very deep green of the midst of the forest. So it was this sort of green that Tara was, this beautiful, rich, dark green. So Shyama Tara is one of the names of Tara. And also there's another one that I can think of, which is Kadiravani Tara. Now Kadiravani means she of the Kadira Grove. Now what is a Kadira Grove? A Kadira grove is a grove of Kadira trees. But what is a Kadira tree? Well, I've looked it up, of course, years ago, and I discovered that Kadira is the acacia tree. Now, I must admit that if you were to ask me to identify an acacia tree, I wouldn't be able to do so. But maybe some of you are gardeners or lovers of trees, and no doubt you would be able to recognize an acacia tree and identify it if you saw it. But be that as it may, as I was thinking about this occasion and thinking about this talk, I thought, well, perhaps it would be a good idea if at Tara Loka they planted an acacia grove, a Kadiravani. Now, this is perhaps not quite such an eccentric idea as it might sound, because I remember when I was living at Padmaloka many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, we were given some money by the local authority, and we planted scores and scores, I think hundreds of trees at Padmaloka, mainly in an area that had been a sort of paddock where we had horses for a while. And those of you who have been to Padmaloka will know there's a sort of young forest there now, because in the course of the 20 years those trees have all grown up. So if you were to establish Kadira trees here at Tara Loka, well, you might not all live to see them as full grown trees, but many of you would. So I think it would be well worth the effort. Eh? I know lots of things are going on at Taraloka, there's lots of things that you have to do, but if you could manage to create this little grove, this Kadiravani, I think it would be very appropriate and give you a further sense that this really was, so to speak, Tara's place.